me tell you a story.
Welcome to My Skeptical Sister.
I'm Megan, the skeptical one.
I'm Erin, the believer. I had a glorious day off. How was your day?
I need to know more about this glorious day off because according to your nine-year-old, she said, I said, why didn't your mom go to work today? And she said, well, she's trying to get healthier. I said, oh. Yeah. And she said, yep. And she just needed to take the day off for a brain break.
That's exactly, she nailed it.
Oh, okay.
I have been feeling really stressed. There's a lot going on. Y'all know. And I'm trying to get my rank change. And I just needed a day.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, actually, another teacher last week, I won't call her out, but she was like, I'm not here today. We do like afternoon duty together. She's like, I'm not here today. You're on your own. I said, oh, are you okay? She said, yeah, I just needed a mental day. What is that?
Mental health day?
Mental health day. And I was like, I need one of those. So I put one in for today and I took it and it was great.
Good for you. Good for you.
I watched The Bachelor first thing in the morning while drinking coffee.
Nice.
And then I watched the rest of Devil's Hour. Great show. Glad you recommended it.
See? Okay. I was wondering, you haven't said a word.
No, it's really good. Okay. Love the twist.
Mm-hmm. Lots of twists.
Yeah. Love that actress.
I do too. She is beautiful.
She's so cute.
She is. And she's like kind of funny. And like I loved it, like how she tried to be funny with her son and then he wouldn't be funny back. So she's just like awkward.
I know. She was perfect. I was like, who is this girl? She needs to be in more things and I'm going to watch them. Great. I loved her.
I'm so glad you liked it.
Turns out Jamie Tartt he just sucks.
Yeah. Horrible.
He sucks. He's so good at being a bad guy. I mean, like, I know he comes around. Y'all, if you don't know who Jamie Tartt is, I don't know his real name.
Ted Lasso.
He's in Ted Lasso, and he's in the show, and he's awful in the show.
Awful.
He makes Jamie Tartt look like a delight from the beginning.
Right.
But, no, it's great. The show is excellent. I finished it today. And then I watched a bunch of Drunk History to prepare for trivia, which is my other new personality.
Are you getting a little crowded, your personalities?
Yes, I really feel like that's what it is. I just feel like there's a lot going on. I feel like I'm trying to like find myself right now. And I got overwhelmed with myself. So I just needed a day off.
Hey, everybody needs a day off from themselves. I'm glad that you were able to veg out and not think about all of your million personalities.
Yeah, I wrote down any weird like tidbit of information from Drunk History that might come in handy. Like
suddenly I feel like you didn't really take the day off.
No, it was fun because they're drunk and it's funny.
Okay.
Yeah, it was funny. I was eating lunch when somebody started puking from being from being so sick, like so drunk, and I thought, ooh, I don't want to watch this while I'm eating my delicious sourdough grilled cheese sandwich and tomato soup. So that was interesting, but you know, overall it was a great day.
Very nice. Very nice. While you were off having the best life ever and then taking girlfriends out to dinner tonight and just having a whole lot of fun, I took your children to skate night.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. But this funny thing happened. So I think I've talked about this before. I don't know about on the podcast or not, but how whenever I go to a function where your school is at, everybody thinks that I'm you.
Which is so funny to me.
They do. Like, I watch this little girl. She skated by me. She's looking at me. She turns to her friend. She's like, pointing. She's like, is that Miss Sexton? And it was like this moment of like uncanny valley.
Yeah.
Like, that looks like Miss Sexton.
Right.
You all have got to see what I'm seeing. Like, normally she would have just said like, hi, Miss Sexton. But she's like looking at me like, something's weird about Miss Sexton. So I catch that. I'm like, that's so cute. That's funny. And then I walk up and this boy that I actually know through Blake.
Yeah.
My stepson. So I thought he was waving at me because he knew me,
yeah.
But he's a former student of yours. So it did not connect to me that he called me Miss Sexton. And he was way happier to see me than he normally is, like as Blake's stepmom. So he like waved. He was like, hey, Miss Sexton. And because he waved and I recognized him, I just smiled real big and waved back. And then I was like, oh, hey, Ollie. Like I knew his name. And then you saw this like shift in his face and his mother's face. Like suddenly like... How does she know you? And that is not Miss Sexton. Like, what is happening? This is so awkward and weird. And I just like played it off. Like, they've got to think I'm crazy. Like,
they think I'm crazy.
They think you're crazy. Well, I always say that I should just like do something wild and crazy when people think that I'm you, but I just never have the nerve.
I would love for people, like, let us know. Cause I get that we have like the exact same body.
Yeah, we do.
And we have the same hair.
Uh huh.
But that's it.
Mannerisms. I think it's mannerisms. I think we talk a lot alike. We we have lived together our whole life. So I just think that we just are similar. And so when people see us, they think that I'm you.
Yeah.
And it is so funny to me. Like three times tonight, I said, I'm her sister. I mouthed, no, I'm her sister. And like, oh, and then heads
why
nodded.
Why are you here?
Right, exactly. Like, well, what? Miss Sexton works. It's just funny to me.
Look, she took a personal day, so she called her sister in to go to skate night.
That's what I should have said.
I feel like I was going to tell you something specific. You know how way back after the ornament exchange party, I told you how I made plans?
Oh, yeah, with your friend Molly.
I made future plans. I put it in my calendar.
Mm-hmm.
We went through with the plans. And I think I have so a new best friend.
Nice.
It's very so nice. It's so fun. I would recommend anybody who is like, I really like this person. We both vibe well. Put mm-hmm. a date in the calendar. Mm-hmm. Don't just say, oh, we should really get together. Do it. Because it was so much fun.
I feel like you vibe well with people randomly like that all the time.
I do.
Like you lock into somebody like, they're going to be my future best friend.
Yeah, I do that.
And I'm like, I'm just good to know you in the present day and never see you again.
Oh, no. I'm always... This is going to sound bad to all my like current best friends. I'm always looking for my best friend.
Oh, damn, Teresa.
No.
Amy. Y'all hear that? Andrea. Oh, I know. Wow.
I've got plenty of best friends, but I'm always like, what if I get another best friend?
Uh-huh.
I don't feel like a best friend is a limited number.
It should never be. And it, really, if you're living in that like fixed mindset, then you're going to miss out on so many great people.
I know. I just got on the transfer committee at school. So that I can help hire my new best friend.
Now, that is going a little far. You're like seeking out positions just to
I'm just like, what if I like really like their vibe? That'd be cool. I want to have a say whether or not I think they'd be a good fit at our school.
I was going to say also maybe hire them.
Teacher of my children.
Okay, there we go.
And then like my new best friend.
sure. That's got to be somewhere in there. Oh my gosh, you're such a dork.
Now listen, I will tell you. Oh. Roz, if you're listening, listen, I did vote for you because I did think
vote
you were going to.
Vote for you.
I put my like, you should be our music teacher. And she should. She's great. But I was already friends with Roz. I already knew Roz. Mm-hmm. But there was another music teacher who we interviewed. And I thought, she's so fun.
Mm.
Like, she would be so much fun.
Did you exchange phone numbers with her? Like, we're not going to hire you, but I think you and I could go get a drink together.
I did send her an email afterwards because she sent me an email Aaron that was Taylor. Like, thank you for taking the time to be on my interview committee. And I wrote back, I really think you're amazing.
BFF.
No response.
Love your new BFF.
Sometimes I come on really strong.
Yeah.
And sometimes I got to deal with those consequences. If you can handle me, we will be good friends. And if you can't, then that's also fine. And I can accept it.
Here's all I know. She was a blast to interview and professional. Roz better step up her game. That's all
Roz
I know.
Roz is fantastic. I love Roz. I'm so glad we hired Roz. She's so much fun and a wonderful music teacher. And
she doesn't even know what she's
I'm
teaching.
All over the place. Last year, my middle child told me, like ranked special area teachers, and Roz was first place. And I said, you know, I am one of your special area teachers. And they have said, yeah, you're like second.
Oh, yeah, like, there you go.
Okay. Cool. The fact that I brought you into this world.
Oh, that's funny.
Did not get me first place, but that's okay.
Mm-mm.
That's all right. Honest. So
there you go. You're raising them right.
I don't think anybody else at my school listens, but other special area teachers, you were third.
At best.
I'm sure you were third.
But only because you birthed them.
Right.
Otherwise,
right. You would have been second. Roz absolutely. Clearly won, but then you're second.
Okay.
Okay. It's my turn to go first, right?
I feel like it's been your turn to go first the last 10 times.
Okay. I don't think so, but okay. You go for it. I mean, I've already had an old fashioned.
Okay. You better go first.
I really don't know.
Well, I really do know that if you've already had an old fashioned, because I guarantee you didn't just have one old fashioned.
I did. I just have one.
You had one drink at dinner?
I didn't go to dinner. I just went for a drink.
For a drink?
Yes.
You were there for how many hours?
I was there for an hour and a half. An hour.
I'm just a skeptic by nature.
I was there for an hour.
And you had one old fashioned.
My friend Jill and Mary, and we were missing our quad to round up our Capicata cheeseburger sorority that we made at 4-H camp.
Sounds about right. What is that phrase? It checks out. Something like that. It fits.
Yeah. No, at camp, these are my camp girlies who we were on camp staff with. And there was one girl on camp who was a very sorority girl. And she was always like, oh, but I'm so cute and I'm so little.
Is she in your group?
No.
I was going to
say it all the time. I won't call her by name, but if she's listening, I don't care. She'd be like, oh, but I'm so little. She'd say that all the time.
What?
I can't do that. I'm so little. And we're like, oh, my gosh.
I would have flicked her.
She was, you could have.
Just to watch her fall.
You could have. And she would have flown through the air. She was very sorority vibes. And we were like, girl, they wouldn't even let me into a sorority unless it was called Kappa Get a Cheeseburger. And then from then on, our little quad was formed. So, Andrea, we missed you tonight. But I went out with Jill and Harry.
Andrea, hold on. Andrea's not the girl that you would flick.
Andrea's not the... I'm so little. Everybody knows who I'm talking about. Who was at camp? Y'all know. But no. Andrea sadly moved to Vegas. She left us for the big lights of Vegas.
Not sad for Andrea. Just
I know.
Sad
it sounds
for you
amazing.
All. Right.
But we went out with Jill and Mary and had just a drink. We didn't even have dinner together. We just got together real quick and did updates.
I feel like it was so grown up.
I know. Wow. One old fashioned. And then I was like, I got to go.
Wow. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't hurry that fast because you were about 20 minutes late getting here.
I know. I was like, I've got to leave at 9 sharp. I'm leaving at 9. And then at 9:11, you text. I was like, shit, I'm gone. I got to go. So, sorry.
That's all right. I hung out with your husband. We had a couple beers. Cool. It was fun.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to get started.
Okay.
I'm going to read a story from Hannah. It says, hi, sisters. I'm 100% a skeptic. Sorry, Erin.
Oh, I love it. Hello, Hannah. That's why I picked you, fan favorite.
I will forgive you because you're writing in, but that's the only reason I'll forgive you. But wanted to write in my weird sleep paralysis stories.
Ooh.
I think my own theories about it will probably line up with what Megan will think, but I can't wait to hear what Erin thinks, too, and whether maybe any of it could be paranormal.
My hands are in fists pumping in the air. That's right, Hannah. You're on my side,
you look
finally.
Like Rocky.
Nope. Well, no skeptic ever writes in because why? Why would they?
Yeah, that's true. Because well, it was a squatter. Turns out, right. George has been right. living up here. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. So, yay, Hannah.
Okay. As a kid, like elementary through middle school age, I had sleep paralysis experiences pretty regularly. Regularly, I can't. It's just
a weird word.
It's not a word that flows naturally out of my mouth.
I don't know whose mouth it does flow out of naturally.
Regularly.
It's just a lot of like right in here, the back and forth. Regularly.
I know. I think regularly. You guys suddenly have like that, that transcontinental accent. Hey, you see? You're regularly.
Regularly. And then it's perfect.
Yeah. Turns out they made that word in that era. Okay. Although I didn't know what it was at the time. I would wake up completely terrified and unable to move, and it felt like it lasted hours, although it was probably just minutes. I was literally frozen with fear, laying there in the dark, barely able to breathe.
It's the worst.
I just got so scared that we weren't recording, but we are. I don't know why. I was like...
I thought you meant the story. I was like, I mean, sleep paralysis is scary, but
no.
So far nothing's happened.
I don't know why that suddenly was like, I never hit record, but I did. Very gradually, it would start to fade away until finally I could dart my arm out from under the blankets as quickly as possible to turn on the lamp on my bedside table. In many of these experiences, I would sense or even see a figure in the corner of my room. It felt and looked really weird, not like a dream. Just like I was seeing my dark bedroom with someone standing in the corner.
Ooh, creepy.
That's horrible. With me unable to move or make a sound. And then they would be gone. But I figured I must have dreamt it and woken up from the dream. And that's why they were suddenly gone. It was a variety of different figures. Sometimes just dark shadows without a clear body or face to make out.
No, to make out.
Not to make out. I paused to breathe, but then it made it sound like she was like trying to make out with a dark shadow.
I mean, so everybody has their own kink, their own fetish.
This is why I don't go out to drink beforehand, and I'm sorry, especially to Rue. But that one figure I distinctly remember seeing multiple times was a man with long, grimy hair.
Ew.
A weird top hat and the creepiest long beaver teeth that extended down below his chin.
I mean, this is very specific.
Oh, it's horrible. I can still clearly picture him now, especially since she's got to make out with him. That sounds awful.
Hannah, why? Don't do it, girl. Look away.
Oh my gosh.
You don't have to make out with him.
Don't make out with him. Ugh, listen, I don't want you to judge people by their looks, but if their teeth go past their chin,
there is a line.
I'm not doing it.
No matter how funny they are.
Yeah. No, poor thing. They're oh gosh.
They'd have to be pretty damn funny.
Oh gosh, for sure. Fast forward a bit to when I was in college. Early one morning, I opened my eyes and saw a man standing next to my bed staring at me.
What?
Gosh. I was completely frozen, unable to make a sound or move, just like all my sleep paralysis experiences as a kid. Suddenly, he said, "Sorry," and backed out of my room.
What the hell?
I stayed frozen. Finally, what felt like hours later, I was able to move, and I jumped out of bed to make sure my bedroom door was locked. After I had recovered a bit from the terror, I slowly crept out of my room to look around the apartment. I thought I must have dreamed the whole thing. But I discovered our door was unlocked.
Oh, my God.
And there were muddy footprints leading from the front door to the bathroom and then to my room. Oh, my gosh. That is so scary.
Oh, man. What do you do then?
Oh, my gosh. Apparently, it was all real and I had really woken up and seen a person in my room.
Ugh.
And still been totally paralyzed.
Uh-uh.
This made me think, is it possible all my childhood sleep paralysis experiences were not dreams either?
Hmm.
You'd think if there were really a man next to your bed, you would yell or try to move away from him or something. But apparently, I freeze like a deer in headlights.
How creepy.
For context here, I was in a college campus apartment complex, and it was the first week back to school after the summer. My guess is that he forgot which apartment was his because they all looked the same.
Yeah.
Was really drunk, accidentally came into our apartment, saw me sleeping and was so confused as to why I was in his bed until he realized he was the one in the wrong place. LOL.
Oh my gosh.
LOL. Oh my gosh.
LOL. Thank God that ended like that.
Right? LOL is like not what I'm feeling right now. It's so scary. I'd like to believe it was an accident and not something sinister, but you better believe I always make sure my doors are locked now.
Ooh, I bet.
Fast forward again in 2017 when the Twin Peaks robot came out. Nope. Reboot.
I'm sitting here like, trying to picture all the characters in Twin Peaks. I'm like, which one do they make a robot after? That would be so weird.
I've never seen Twin Peaks.
Oh, it's a bizarre show.
Anyways, reboot. You probably at least know about Twin Peaks, but for anyone who doesn't, it's a creepy mystery investigation TV show, but it's campy, artsy, and has supernatural elements.
Sure, that's what I meant by weird. Artsy.
Yeah.
Campy. Uh-huh. All those great adjectives.
Yeah. If you watched it and didn't think it was scary at all, keep that to yourself while you hear out my story. LOL. Twin Peaks originally was on air in 1990 and 1991 before being canceled, but has been a cult classic and got a movie in 1992 and then a one-season reboot in 2017. I was born in 1991 after the show was canceled. And as a kid, I wasn't really allowed to watch TV at all, other than very specific channels, ABC Family, Disney, Lifetime, etc., for 30 minutes a day. I like a Lifetime thrown in there. Lifetime, you could get some, right, you could get some good shows on Lifetime. Yeah, you got some good
juicy stuff on Lifetime.
You're like, Mom, I'm turned off Disney. I'm just going to watch Lifetime for like 30 minutes.
It's just an episode of Snapped. It'll be no big deal.
Yeah. Trauma. I'm giving this background to explain why there's no way I could have seen Twin Peaks as a kid. In 2017, when the reboot came out, I decided to go back and watch the originals, so then I could watch the reboot. I started watching, and at first, I liked it. But there is this absolutely terrifying character, Bob, who has long gray hair and just the most terrifying eyes I've ever seen.
And beaver teeth?
Oh, gosh, does he?
You're reading the story.
But you've seen the show. You've seen the show.
It was so long ago. Oh, that got me tickled. It's her story. I feel like that was going to be the next line. Like, how would I know what her story is? I haven't seen the show. I haven't seen the show since 1991.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, shit.
If I have never seen this show, tell me why I immediately recognized him from my childhood sleep paralysis.
Hmm.
He's not the beaver teeth guy. Oh, there you go. Okay,
cleared that up.
But I knew I had definitely seen him as one of the figures in my bedroom. He is in one of the most terrifying scenes I've ever seen, where he kind of crawls over furniture towards the camera.
Ugh.
I genuinely had to stop watching the show because it brought back memories of my nightmares slash sleep paralysis.
Hmm.
Or whatever that was. Way too strongly. I braved my fears and attached a photo of him in this email, in case you haven't seen it. Ooh, I can't wait to look at it. According to what I've read online, the actor that played Bob was only a set designer on the show, but the director saw his face and knew he needed to play this terrifying role.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's not what you want to hear. So there's definitely something about his face that gives off that vibe.
Mm.
I've also searched about the character on Reddit, and there are so many threads and comments of people talking about nightmares and sleep paralysis experiences that they've had of him.
Ew.
I've seen people speculate that as a kid, they must have glimpsed him while channel flipping or seen a preview for the show or something.
Hmm.
This is my guess for myself, too, although I still don't know how I could have, given my limited TV watching.
Hmm.
And then in parentheses, warning, next part is a bit of a spoiler for Twin Peaks. Well, I'm not going to read it. I'm just kidding. I'll read it. And then I still think I'm going to check out the show. In the show, it's a little unclear whether Bob is an actual demon that possesses people that makes them do bad things, or if he's a symbol of some evil side that people naturally have. Either way, that's extra terrifying when you think about him appearing in your nightmares. A repression of the evils of humanity in my childhood bedroom? No, thank you.
Mm-mm.
So what do you think? Did I see the Hat Man or something else paranormal in my sleep paralysis experience as a kid? Were they just nightmares prompted by things I saw on TV? Or was I awake like I was in college when that guy stumbled into my room and actually had some kind of dark, shadowy figure in the corner of my bedroom?
Ew.
And why are so many people out there having sleep paralysis with Bob showing up?
Hmm.
P.S. Quick, happy ending. I have a cat who is stereotypical scaredy cat and a dog who does not like strangers, and they both like to sleep in my bed. I never have sleep paralysis anymore because I wake up and see them both sleeping peacefully, and I know that I'm safe and no strange being is in my room. Pets are the best. Preferred pronouns, she, her.
Hmm.
All right, so now I want you to open up your phone and check out Bob.
Oh, I already have.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I did. And then I also went right over to the old Google.
Oh, he is not nearly as creepy as I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, but he's still, like, look at that face.
Yeah, he's a little creepy.
That maniacal is what I would say. But then I hopped on over to the old Google and I checked it out. And what were some of the networks she said she was allowed to watch?
Lifetime, Disney, and ABC Family.
Uh-huh. Guess what it aired on?
What?
ABC.
Not ABC Family, though.
Maybe
commercials.
Maybe commercials.
Before we get into debunking and not debunking, this story made me think so much of, there's like a, like when I think of scary things from my childhood, mm-hmm. I always picture this really weird face that I'm like, I don't know why I think of this, but it's creepy. And then as a mom now, like during, I don't think it was during COVID, but we were in the house a lot. So maybe it was winter. I don't know. But a couple years ago, I realized we could watch Salute Your Shorts on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And like one of the first few episodes, and I used to love Salute Your Shorts.
Yeah, isn't that like a Nickelodeon kind of?
Okay. Camp Anawana. Yeah. We hold you in our hearts.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I was watching it with Penelope, and I guess I really remembered the theme song, but forgot everything else about the show.
Huh.
And they have like this like scary camp ghost story about this like plumber or something. And he's wearing this awful mask. And as soon as I saw it, I was like,
That's the
face that scares me so bad. Uh-huh, and I've never forgotten it. But that's what that made me think of.
Well, that's a lot of what I think happens in our brain. We get so much information put into our brain from such a tiny age.
Yeah.
And some things stick. And you don't know where. You don't know when that came in.
Yeah.
You have no idea. No reference, no point of reference. But it flashes in your mind and then it's like, oh, that must be demonic. No. You're like a computer absorbing information all the time.
Yeah.
Processing it. And then all of a sudden it pops out at a weird time and you're like, I'm haunted. No, you're not. You watched Nickelodeon when you were 10 years old.
All right. What about the beaver teeth guy? Because he wasn't in.
He was in a Lifetime movie.
No.
No. I'm not going to regurgitate what I say all of the time. But the look, when you see an image like that and you cannot move and you are so terrified because you cannot move. There's nothing scarier than just not having mobility when you're used to having mobility.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you can't. And so it's like everything, adrenaline is rushing. And then you start to look around the room, or it's pitch black and you can't see around the room. So your mind is trying to search for anything it can to make sense.
Yeah. It's just weird to me that, like, I understand being so scared and not being able to see anything, but still just having that fear so heightened. I get that. And I feel like that can totally be brain. But why do so many people see something so scary?
Because I think your mind distorts what it's like searching for an answer for something. So you're like trying to, especially if it's pitch black. Like for me, it wasn't pitch black. It was like morning time. I could see lights were on. I mean, like the sunlight was up and everything. But if it's pitch black and you cannot move, your mind is in overdrive trying to figure out what is going on. So it is searching for shapes, for faces, for images, for anything like that. So you have a coat rack over there. At any other time, it looks just like a coat rack. But in that moment of heightened adrenaline, searching for threats, suddenly it becomes beaver teeth.
Beaver teeth and top hat.
Terrifying.
It's my new Tinder name. I don't know. Do they do Tinder names? I don't know. I'm too old for Tinder. Oh, I was already married before
just
Tinder.
Just try it out. I feel like that name would really get somebody in there.
Suddenly I've got this weird niche of people. Yeah. Maybe that's your, what is it? Not for you. Oh, fans only or something.
Beaver teeth.
Beaver teeth and top hat.
Ooh, love it. Sounds good.
Sexy.
Sign me up.
Grimy hair too.
And then, of course, there's also the, you know, Hat Man theory.
Can you? Yeah. Yeah. Right. The paranormal or not paranormal. UFO alien. Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't paranormal all those years. Maybe it was an alien invasion. Right. Maybe.
That feels like if anybody could make your make you be completely paralyzed. Still,
For no apparent reason.
Yeah. Aliens. Surely they have an
interesting
technology.
Thought. That is now. That would be really bizarre if all these years we got wrong, like the sleek, like little almond eyes. And listen, instead, this whole time, beaver teeth.
We are just one little
speck.
Yeah. And like we could have those almond eyes, gray
and beaver teeth over to the
and
left.
Beaver, yeah. Like they could be from a different.
Put those two things together. And boy, that is terrifying.
Oh my gosh. What if they fell in love? And it was like a not unrequited, forbidden love.
Oh, that would be so sweet.
Yeah, adorable.
Kind of cute now that I'm picturing like a little baby one.
Oh, gosh. Did I show that lady on TikTok who does AI-generated animals on the first day of school? Like, that's all I can picture now. Or we're going to have to send her a message. Like, what would an alien and a beaver tooth top hat love child look like?
I bet their voice would be, like, as a baby, really high-pitched. Like their little alien. Oh, well, where are we going with this?
I don't know. But listen, before we move on, picture waking up and having a man, a real life man, standing over your bed.
Yeah, I always, not want that ever happen, for the record. But I'm so curious as to what my reaction would be. Because you don't really know unless it actually happens, like genuinely happens. You can sit there and think all of the million scenarios of what you would do. But you don't know until it actually happens.
I feel like I do know what would happen because this weekend I was at Sophie's lacrosse game and her coach bumped into me kind of hard, like kneed me in the back, trying to turn and talk to his friend. And I apologized. I went, oh, I'm sorry. And then I turned around. I was like, I'm sorry that my back was here. Like, what? I would be like, he'd walk in and be like, I'm sorry. I'd be like, I'm sorry too. And then, no. What is wrong with
me? I will come over here and throat punch you first.
I know.
If I hear you apologize to an intruder who
I'm so mad at myself. Actually, it wasn't Sophie's lacrosse game. We were watching U of L girls college play. So she was right next to me. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I just apologized to him in front of my daughter.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, I shouldn't have apologized. And she's like, I know, he bumped into you and didn't say anything. And I was like, I had like a mental dilemma being like, should I turn around and be like, actually, I'm not sorry. You shouldn't have bumped into me. And if you did, you should say you're sorry. And now I'm setting a weird precedence for my child, but you also have to work with my child.
Extra hard. Well, you have to work extra hard as a woman to not set that precedent. It's like you always have to be thinking.
Right.
Ugh, it sucks.
I know.
Anyway, let's go back to a funny story.
Okay.
It really does suck, though. I'm not minimizing that. That's bullshit. Let's just say that we have to do that. But that story reminds me of a friend of mine in college who, and it's not funny. It really isn't funny, but it was funny. Anyway, we all took the drunk bus home, which was, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's for, you know, college kids. It's like, hey, everybody hop on the bus. We'll deliver you home safely. There was never an issue with it. It was always legit, always safe. Everybody got home safe, but they dropped him off at, very much like that, an apartment complex where literally down to the furniture, everything looks the same.
Yeah.
And he went into the wrong apartment and he was trashed. And he walked in.
Did he walk into Hannah's apartment?
No, it was not Hannah's apartment. It was like four other guys, men, their apartment. They didn't lock the door. He walked in. He went to go lay down on the couch, which is apparently where he always would pass out. And there was another man laying on the couch. He like laid down on top of him.
Oh my gosh.
And the guy was like, what? And so then they hopped up, but I won't say his name. My friend was so drunk. He was convinced that this guy was breaking into his house.
No.
So he starts to try to fight him. And
oh my gosh.
Ends up in jail. We all had to go bail him out. And I was like, you idiot. But boy, did we like, we never let him live it down either. Like that was just one of those funny, drunk college, like could have ended up a lot worse.
Yeah.
Even though we did have to end up a night in jail, could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, like don't make college places look exactly the same. You have a bunch of drunk, young, teenage kids.
And also, if you're in college listening, lock your doors.
Lock your doors. Absolutely. Lock your doors.
We grew up in a house where we didn't lock doors. And I had to train myself when I got married to Kevin to start locking my doors.
Yeah.
Because he thought that was so weird. And I was like, it's weird that you feel like people are going to come into our house. And he's like, well, it could happen. So let's lock them. So now I do.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, gosh.
I do it at night when we sleep for sure, but not when we leave. Like, who cares? Come in here and take what you want. It's just material stuff.
That's so weird.
Here's what also I would say. College people, maybe put a wreath on your door.
Yeah. Make your door look different.
Yeah.
Put your own little security, like make your thumbprint.
Right.
By now, they probably have that.
So tonight, my story is from Sam.
Hey, Sam.
So the recent story about another haunted balloon makes me not want to bring another balloon into my house ever again.
Oh.
But my son's second birthday is approaching. Anyway, I finally decided to be brave and write in about my other paranormal experience.
Okay.
Here it is. And this is a good one.
I love that, like, listening to our story about a balloon, was it enough? Like, I'm like, I don't know. I love that. I love that something that happened on our podcast gave them pause.
Growing up in upstate New York, nestled in the Adirondack Mountains, I had a friend whose home was steeped in history and mystery.
Ooh.
Their property boasted an ancient house and a barn that had stood for centuries.
Ooh.
400 years, to be exact.
Oh, wow.
I know. That's a long time.
That's impressive.
Rumored to have once belonged to a bishop. From a young age, my friend regaled me with tales of ghostly encounters. Encounters of unseen hands tugging at blankets, and spectral figures wandering the halls.
Ooh.
Each visit left me with a sense of unease that grew as I matured. Which is strange. You would think that normally, you know, over time, the older you get, you're like, oh, I guess that was when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But this got more intense.
This is their friend's property, right?
Yes. So like every time they would go to visit.
Okay. Okay.
As time passed, the supernatural occurrences escalated, with kitchen cabinets opening on their own and books mysteriously stacking themselves.
What?
I know. Nights spent at my friend's house were punctuated by the sound of heavy footsteps and eerie sensations. Ugh. And being watched.
Are you sure this wasn't Liz's house? My friend used to always spend the night.
I know, that's exactly the house I'm picturing, which is strange. Eventually, my friend's mother sought help from a paranormal investigator, uncovering rosaries buried in the yard.
Oh, no, no. Uh-huh. I don't like that.
Well, get ready for this. And a hidden chamber in the barn adorned with sinister paintings of demons.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm.
Chill. Super chill.
Yeah. Totally relax, everybody.
Mm-hmm. I vividly remember one chilling evening when a paranormal team arrived and I was invited to observe.
Oh, my dream. Huh? My freaking dream.
Okay, well, guess what?
What?
So I know that we haven't done our
birthday
medium.
To me. Uh-huh.
Birthday medium. Just things felt a little heavy to do it right then.
Yeah.
However, my same friend who knows that medium said, well, what do you think about you and your sister being invited to a seance?
Yes, please.
I didn't know if you would go for it.
Yes.
I just, the, my only thing, and I'm so sorry, Sam, I'm taking just a moment of your story to throw this out there. I don't want to be disrespectful in any way because I definitely don't believe in it. So yeah. I'm like, I don't know. So I just told my friend Katie, I said, well, why don't you just take my sister? Which would be weird because, you know, she's my friend. You've never met her before. But at the same time, I'm like, I would not even want like any sort of like my facial expressions or anything.
But what if something happened that proved it to you to be all real?
Well, I mean, I would love to go as a spectator. I would be open to that. I just would not, like, I cannot sit there and lie and tell them, yes, I'm here because I believe in this. Or
I think you can go in saying, I am very skeptical of this.
Golly, don't you think that would be offensive in a way?
I don't know. I don't think it's offensive.
I don't know. I told her. She told me in passing, and I was like, oh, that sounds very intriguing.
Yeah, that sounds really cool.
I mean, I would love it, but I would run the risk of offending somebody, and I don't like that. So
okay.
I don't. It worries me a little bit.
All right, let's find out some more information.
So it just might be you and your new friend, Katie.
Okay.
Which hey, Katie. I love her. You'll
maybe,
love her.
Maybe we'll vibe so hard.
Oh, you would. And you actually really would. You'd find your new best friend. She could definitely be your new best friend. And then I'll get jealous and it'll be the whole thing.
Could we hire her at Bloom?
Actually, she'd love to be the next principal at Bloom.
Oh, well, I don't think I've got that kind of power.
Well, if you're on that committee, she will be a great drinking buddy. Okay, so here they are. They're at their friend's house. There's a paranormal team that has just arrived and they have been invited to observe.
Okay.
Ignorant to the potential dangers, I found myself communicating with spirits in German.
Oh.
The language of the area's early settlers, which also impressive that you know German, Sam.
Yeah.
In the barn, my phone inexplicably, this is the word.
Inexplicably.
Inexplicably.
You know what word I said today? Laissez-faire.
Oh.
And it was so perfect.
And so natural.
So natural.
Like you just knew that word, like yeah, just came
I'm just
out.
Becoming a savant in...
Some would say. I mean, that was the word that came to my mind. Don't make me pee on your couch. Okay.
I have no control over that.
Inexplicably. I think I've always said that. Inexplicably. I think I've always said inexplicitly.
I don't think that's right.
No, that's definitely not right.
But now I feel like maybe I'm wrong.
Inexplicably. Inexplicably.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Ooh, the more you say it, the less it means anything. I hate when that happens. Okay. My phone inexplicably rang. So for no reason.
Oh. Yeah. Sometimes there's just an easier way.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, almost inexplicable. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Sam. You're such a good author with I know, great
sorry.
Vocabulary.
It's the old fashioned.
No, it's just us.
I know.
Okay.
I was throwing me under the bus for you.
You were trying. Though no one was calling. So phone rings, no one's
there.
Ooh,
and then you answer, nobody's there?
Mm-hmm.
That's very scary.
Later, chilling EVPs revealed responses in German. Biblical verses, along with unsettling images captured in photographs, including a disturbing visage.
Ooh.
I know that's a word. Visage of resembling, this is weird. Okay. Including a disturbing visage resembling a pig's face.
Oh my gosh.
After the investigation, the paranormal experts advised my friend's mother to demolish the barn by burning.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. Warning that simply knocking it down would only transfer the activity to the house.
I'm sorry. Are they getting, like, is the farm their livelihood?
Well, I feel like this is the house that's been around.
Right.
For 400 years.
Okay.
Maybe the barn is just on the land.
And they don't use it. It just happens to be
there. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I feel like that's a real, like, well, you're going to have to burn it down.
It's extreme.
It's very extreme.
But it sounds like, you know, and to their credit, extreme things are happening.
Yeah, but they are seeing a pig's face in a farm. Maybe a pig is haunting
them.
Hey,
Megan, how you doing over there?
No. But, like, it could be a pig haunting. I'm still thinking ghosts.
And you're chill with pig hauntings? Like, those don't scare you?
I'm saying, like, okay, I saw a pig ghost.
Yeah.
I'm saying I wouldn't burn down my farm for it.
Right, because you're like, oh, that's just Wilbur.
Yeah, Wilbur.
That's just Wilbur over
Wilbur
there.
Died, And now he's haunting because he loved this farm.
Yeah, but I feel like there was a lot of other stuff, not just the pig thing. Hold on.
There was like the steps and everything, but
German responses. Oh, yeah. Biblical the Bible verses. Stuff.
Yeah, you know, that is a little scary.
That's a little scary. That's along with unsettling images captured in photographs. We don't, I mean, what's that? Like of a cow? We don't know what those unsettling images are. Yeah, there's some other things going on there.
Yeah, there definitely is.
And remember, this was the barn that had like all the demonic
stuff all the paintings. In it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay. So, but I mean, me, my side, I'm like, that is definitely extreme. Just don't go in the barn.
Yeah. Can't you just not go in the barn?
Don't go in the barn. Whatever's in there, let it be.
Yeah. And then just have skeptics work it. Like, hire only skeptics to work in the farm.
There you go. Like, you guys get to go and feed all of the pigs that used to live in there.
Right. Some may be ghosts, but we give them love, too.
That's right. We do not judge. Despite their efforts to sell, legal constraints prevented them from burning the structure. Strangely, my friend's mother, who had battled cancer multiple times while living there, found herself free from the disease after leaving the property.
Oh.
And that's strange.
That is strange.
Or some would say coincidence, but you would say that's strange.
I would say that's strange.
Mm-hmm. Today, new occupants reside in the house, and I can't help but wonder if they too are entangled in the eerie tapestry of the property's paranormal past.
Oh, eerie tapestry. Mm-hmm. I love that phrase.
I know. I'm saying.
Title.
Sam, what an author.
I know, for real.
And so sorry, Sam.
I know, golly, we really, I'm
what
so
an author,
sorry.
And then here we are butchering it. Preferred pronouns, she, her. Sam.
Yeah, Sam, that was excellent.
That was a good one, Sam. That's just like creepy. The German, like that's very creepy. And I don't know why. Like, here's my question. Do you think that people from another country, when they're like, oh, and then they were speaking American?
Well, I think they'd say English.
But like with an American accent.
Yeah.
Not English, not like old, like time right. British, you know, whatever. But like.
I had a Jersey
like,
accent.
Surely we're not scary. Like all of a sudden they like start talking like a Valley girl. Oh, that, they might. That is
a little
really,
scary.
That's true. Some bitch. We just listened to it. Some
bitch.
The skitter on that skin of that.
That's our
bitch.
TikTok. He wasn't scary. He's adorable.
He was so cute. But. I'm just saying, like, I just couldn't imagine, like, a valley girl, like, oh, my God, that is so wild. Then that wouldn't be scary.
Right. I know. German, like, I think it is beautiful to listen to people mm-hmm. speak in German. Like, my little teacher buddy right next door has a German accent.
Yes.
I love to listen to her speak. Like, it's just, I love when she does speak in German. Sometimes she'll say something, and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. I love it. But it is it's a pretty language. It's just very harsh. It's like a very, I don't know.
But even not just German, like to me, any time in a scary movie when you hear a foreign language being spoken or whispered, but I feel like that's just like Hollywood. It's like, we're going to make this seem like it's very creepy because you can't understand it, but you know they're saying something.
Right.
So there's a message that's being sent out there, but you can't decode it.
And not knowing is the scary part.
Yeah.
But English has become so almost universal. Like so many people are taught English along with their native language.
Right.
So,
they might not have that in a movie.
Right.
So I would, because that's not scary.
Right. Except for...
Interesting.
I am your daughter. That's it. That was so scary.
What is that? Peter Pan?
Oh my gosh. No. And the others...
Oh,
but I am your daughter. I think that all the time.
You always bring that up. And every time I'm like, what is that from?
So scary.
As often as you bring that up and that stuck with you, I have no idea what it's
from.
Oh
my gosh. I love that. It's the first scary movie I let my kids watch. It's so good.
It is a good one. I need to go back and watch it.
Well, it's about time for Penelope to start watching scary movies. So.
Ooh, that's fun. We done. The end.
Oh, are you going to debunk?
Oh, I really, to me, it's like, it's just a classic haunted house story. So I feel like it's the whole fact that it's 400 years old.
Yeah.
Lends itself to.
Where are these Bible verses coming from?
A lot of imagination. I don't believe in EPVs. I think all of that.
I think that's what they're called.
EVPs.
EVPs.
There you go. What did I say?
EPVs.
I don't believe in those either. I don't believe any of it. No, I don't believe. Ooh, so sorry if you're one of them, a paranormal investigator. I feel like you can manipulate a lot of things.
Don't worry.
You can make Bible verses come. You can look up the whole history of that place and go, oh, Germans once lived here. So now, all of a sudden, German Bible verses are going to happen.
You just have no faith in people.
You're absolutely right. How do you have so much faith in people?
I have a lot of faith in people.
I have faith, but I'm very skeptical of people. Here's what I know.
I'm very gullible in general.
I know that people can be all sorts of different things, not just good or bad, but all sorts of things in between.
Yeah.
And so to me, if you are, okay, let's take a paranormal investigator, has to feed their family. They're like, okay.
Of them do it as like a side hustle, and they're not even like, maybe they might not even get paid for it.
Yeah, but they really, really, really want it to be true. And when you really, 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 really want something to be true, and you might want the fame or the attention that goes with discovering something like that, that is a very enticing thing. And so you get a little bit of taste of that, and then all of a sudden, it snowballs into you're reading German into a microphone to make it sound like it's coming from this historical place. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of times people get duped into things, and I do not like, maybe it's that, that's what it is. That is my pet peeve, to get duped into something. I get so mad at myself because I'm like, no, you will not be duped into that.
Okay. Can I set up a goal for us? No, a goal.
Okay, a goal. What are you trying to do here?
No. Listen.
And look, now I'm like, what is your ulterior motive?
Our goal has always been, not always, but ever since we found out we could ever get an editor, to have a full-time editor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Once we have enough, hopefully with ads at some point,
okay,
and our incredible Patreons, let's say we get enough that we have enough for a full-time editor.
Okay.
And then a little cushion money.
I love a cushion.
With our first amount of cushion money,
we're going back to a seafood place that I can't.
We will go. What? No. We are going to go and buy a tape recorder that you go out and buy with our card.
Okay.
So there's nobody tampering with it.
Okay.
And we find a place to go on a ghost tour.
100%.
And get a weird little EVP.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in control of it. I'll never touch it.
Okay.
Let's do that. That's our goal. When we hit that goal.
And what do you think is going to happen?
We might get a ghost saying something in German.
Yeah.
Or any language.
I will definitely do that. Nothing's going to happen.
Unless it does.
Okay. And if it does, I'll let you know what it is.
You better. It'd be so weird if you didn't.
No, I just mean it can still be debunked.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, let's do that. That's a great goal.
You're so frustrating. All right. Let's wrap this up.
Let's do it.
You all ready for the biggest shock of tonight?
Yeah, I'm really ready for this.
I've got a fan favorite.
Let's hear it.
Now listen, y'all know I hate this segment.
I love the full transparency. Oh, it's great.
But
she hates our fans. It's fine.
I don't hate our fans. I just hate talking to people.
You just said you love it.
Oh, I know, but like, I'm just awkward online.
See my skepticism in people? You can never believe what they say.
Okay, I'm just awkward online. Okay, hold on. So, Jade is our fan favorite tonight.
Oh, hey, Jade.
Hey, Jade. And then I sent you a message and said, hey, has Jade been a fan favorite yet? And you're like, no, they're not on our Facebook group. So, Jade, time to join.
Nice. Yeah, come on, Jade.
But I read Jade's story a while back in the fall.
Okay.
I wrote a message like, hey, I read your story. Check it out. Whatever. And she wrote, yes, of course. I'd love to listen as well if you would send me the link. Whatever. So we did all that. I sent her a message back saying, you know, hey, it's been out. Whatever. She sent a message back later that said, I just showed my husband this podcast and he was excited. He loved it. I loved it. And you guys are great. Thank you so much. Your sister, your sister's a gem.
Hold on. That's me. I was bracing myself.
I know. She said, I could see all her points as well. Definitely a fun listen. I wrote back, aw, thanks so much. I'll be sure to never let Megan see this.
Especially after tonight.
It'll just go to her head. Just kidding. So anyways, then I thought, I probably should go back and be like, fine. you can be a fan favorite and I'll tell Megan.
Yes.
That you were nice to her.
Jade. Oh my gosh. I would have been so mad if you had kept that and I never told me.
She sent that in February, like early February, and I'm only just now telling.
Well, now I'm pissed. Now I am pissed. I have actually chosen other people to be fan favorites before Jade, and that was so
wrong.
You
didn't even know she existed.
If you call me a gem, thank you. I don't know that I've ever been called a gem. I've been called a lot of things in my life. Jim ain't one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. It makes sound like the name Jim. But yeah, a gem. That is just something else. Jade, you are my fan favorite.
I knew she would be. Mm-hmm. So I took one for the team, even though she's complimenting you. Whatever, it's fine. I wrote her last night and said, hey, do you want to be our fan favorite? And she wrote, hell yeah.
That's all you said?
No.
Okay. I was like, Aaron, you got to butter him up. You got to make him feel good about being so supportive.
I said, hey, again, I'm going to tell Megan about this message after all. We do a segment because I don't even know if she listens that much, but she wrote in a story and that's all it takes, really.
Okay.
Because it's a garbage segment, but it's fine.
Oh, my. All you fan favorites out there need
I'm
to
kidding.
Revolt.
I'm kidding.
It's fine. I'm kidding. I'm the gem of
Please
the two.
Love me. I'm
it's
kidding.
Been known.
Love me. It's love known. Me. Love me. I love you. I just am awkward. Okay. So I said, what can I plug for you? And she said, I do have a coworker who has an Etsy who's trying to get his art out there. So I'm going to put this on our show notes. It's called Capped or Cottontail, Etsy.com.
Nice.
So I'll put that on there. And if you want to be a fan favorite like Jade, I mean, just send in your story. That's really like, Megan is so easy to impress. It's all it takes. Just send in a story.
No, I
give us a little love.
Tell me I'm a gem. That's really what it is.
Tell Megan she's a gem and you're a fan favorite, even if I'm the one who catches it. So anyways. Oh, I did the fan favorite. You gotta do the wrap up.
Oh Lord. Okay, yes. Well then you have to come up. You have to say this word.
Oh no, is it a German goodbye?
Uh-huh.
Okay, hold on. I'll do that. I'm gonna ignore you.
But you gotta say that one.
Well, send me a screenshot.
Okay.
Y'all don't realize we're not sitting next to each other on the couch because then we echo. So we're like a full room away from each other. It's the farthest I ever sit away from Megan.
Right. Okay. Check out our website at www.myskepticalsister.com. Please submit your stories. We definitely need them. You can also check us out on TikTok. We just made one tonight. It was pretty fair middle.
You were like going in hot and then you're like, it was okay. It was fine.
I mean, they're never that great. I'll tell you what.
Don't follow us on TikTok.
Can't lie. I can't lie.
If you already like us, don't worry about it.
That's not where it's going to seal the deal. I should be the one to do this every week.
Turns out that's where the jokes are.
Oh my gosh, okay. You make me cry. Okay, stop. Okay, well, listen, there's that. And then, what else is there? Oh, Facebook. Now, we do have a lot of fun on Facebook. Oh, Instagram. No idea what happens.
You get a photo of the
No
episode.
Idea what happens over there. Okay, something happens on Instagram.
Something happens. Go check it out.
Let me know.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Tell me if I should check it out. Oh, yeah, okay. Rate, review, subscribe. I mean, you all really have been slacking on the reviews. Whew, let me tell you what. But it's fine because...
Next person who puts a new review is Ooh. The automatic fan favorite.
Yes, and we'll send you a sticker.
All right, done.
There you go. I mean, we'll bribe you. If we can't just get you to naturally join a review, you don't join it. You just write one in. Anyway, got me all verklempt over here. Okay, so that's it. Those are all the things. You make this sound like it's hard.
I don't know. Segment. I have no idea if you said it all, but I'm sure you did.
I did. I said all the social media.
myskepticalsister@gmail.com if you want to.
I did. And I told them, write in a story.
You said the website. Did you say .com? It's fine. I mean, the Gmail.
Oh, yeah. And then also you can do our PO box.
Yeah, send us stuff.
We do like that. Have you checked it lately?
We just renewed it. We have 6 months until we decide whether or not we're going to keep it again.
Hey, there we go. Have you checked it lately?
I did. I checked this Saturday. Nothing.
Zilch. Ugh.
Drier than the Sahara Desert.
Oh, but it's fun when we get something in there. So, yes, you don't have to send us things to be the fan favorite, but it sure will bump you up real fast.
Oh, my gosh. I'll actually do the fan favorite with joy.
Oh, anywho, yeah, those are all the things.
All right.
Okay, that's it. Goodbye.
Verbache donc.
La, 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 la.
Welcome to My Skeptical Sister. Just kidding. I feel like all the English she's using is very correct. I just can't read it.
That tracks. That's what I was trying to say earlier. That tracks.
There you go. I was like, I don't know what you're trying to say, and it doesn't sound good.
Anyway, who cares? Let's just pretend like we just started over. Oh, shit.